Hello again. In today's second reading from the 11th chapter of the first letter to the Corinthians, we find St. Paul describing Jesus' institution of the Eucharist when Paul wrote, quote, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." Unquote. On this Holy Thursday, the first day of our Holy Triduum, we recognize the day when Jesus first proclaimed these sacred words, which instituted the Eucharist. On this sacred day, I invite you to consider the day when you were born from your mother's womb. Yes, your first birthday, a day which I know children do not remember, but every mother does. Let me explain. Some years ago, shortly before she died, I asked my mother about the birth of each of her six children. What was the day like when we were born? My mother proceeded to talk about the day and the circumstances leading up to our respective births. And like every mother, she remembered the joy of giving birth and her first impressions of the new life which she and my father had created. But notably, she did not speak about the pains of labor and birth. My mother's birth stories reinforced my impression how it seems that every mother remembers to speak about the joy, but refrains from remembering or at least telling the torturous labors involved in birthing. Indeed, at every birth, as the umbilical cord is cut, a mother surrenders the child who is part of her body. It is as if she proclaims with pain and joy, "Child, you were once part of my body and shared my blood, for we were together in this same body and this same blood. But now, go forth and become your own body and your own blood in the world." These impressions of a woman giving birth are conveyed through the writings of the medieval mystic Julian of Norwich. Writing in the 14th century during the throes of the pandemic, this English anchorite often referred to God as both Father and as Mother. In one poignant passage from her mystical book titled Revelations, or Showings, Julian imagines Christ through a feminine image, noting, quote, "Now Christ as our Mother continues his work, her work of feeding and sustaining us through the Eucharist," unquote. Contemporary writer Eliza Stiles elaborates on the ways in which Julian of Norwich sees the Eucharist as like a woman giving birth. The very title of Stiles' article conveys this theme, the title being, quote, "Precious food of true life, Christ our Mother, female embodiment, and the Eucharist in Julian of Norwich's revelations of divine love." A link to this article is available next to today's homily site. Stiles notes that for Julian, quote, "Christ is our mother twice, first in our creation, and second through Christ's incarnation, in which Christ takes on our humanity, both body and soul," unquote. Stiles furthermore finds that for Julian of Norwich, this imagery of Christ as mother sharing in the embodied experiences of woman, bleeding, laboring, breaking, birthing, feeding, cannot be overlooked or set in a box pertaining only to women's issues. These images in the accompanying language subversively linked to the liturgy of the Eucharist, in which we remember Christ's broken body, Christ's shed blood, Christ dying to give us new life, Christ feeding us through his own body and blood. Moreover, just as a mother feeds her child milk from her own body, yet Christ fulfills his role of motherhood to the perfect extent as he feeds us with himself and continues to feed us through the celebration of the Eucharist. Unquote. Stiles furthermore finds a birth analogy in Julian's mystical imagery of the, quote, "thick, dark red drops of blood flowing from Christ as if flowing from a vein," an image that was both beautiful and horrifying to Julian. Stiles goes on to write, quote, "The blood is beautiful because it is Christ's blood that overflows the whole world and is ready to wash from sin all who have been and shall be of good will," unquote. Along the same lines, Stiles goes on to note another image provided by Professor Fritz Barrischmidt, a former colleague of mine at Loyola University, Maryland, who describes an image of Christ's failed body, because in order to be a salvific body, Christ's body must be, in some sense, be a failed body, unquote. This failure, this death, is necessary for salvation and new life in these final stages of Christ's labor. Laboring mothers know this experience dying all too well. The brink of giving birth, Stiles notes, the final stages of labor, feels like the brink of death, a failed body that cannot complete the task of love it set out to accomplish. Hannah Shanks vividly describes this experience of labor when she states, quote, "As we birth, we often catch a glimpse of death. We feel as though we are going to die. In the intense moments of birth, most women describe feeling as though they are close to death. Death and life, it seems, are not strangers," unquote. Mothers labor and bleed to the point of defeat, and sometimes even death is in an ultimate act of love, so that their children might have life. In blood, they birth us into the world. So too, all of Christ's blood was used up, poured out for our salvation and new life. Just when it seems that defeat is inevitable, that all of the blood has been poured out, the redemptive blood flows to birth us to new life. This is the cup of salvation which we partake and celebrate at the Eucharistic table, unquote. Folks, suppose we imagine on this Holy Thursday that each time we receive the Eucharist, we are reenacting not only the death of Jesus, but the birth which Jesus brought into the world. In effect, Jesus the Christ, before he shed his blood and gave his body on the cross, was telling his disciples what that he was about to give his body and share his blood in birth for them. That is like a mother giving birth. Might we, like Julian of Norwich, consider that the act of our very birth through the body and blood of our mothers, we were receiving our very first Eucharist. And in every Eucharist, our mother's sacrifice in body and blood is being reenacted. Something to think about, something to celebrate. Happy Holy Thursday.